Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Today marks the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. There are a few remembrance ceremonies taking place across town. The city of Houston is organizing an event in an hour at Market Square Park to honor a Houston native who lost her life aboard United Airlines Flight 93, one of the hijacked planes used to conduct the attack. You'll hear more about that ceremony just ahead on Houston Matters. The event is free to the public, again, starting at 10. Meanwhile, the Houston Fire Department at Fire Station 8 are ringing bells this hour to commemorate the exact times when the planes hit the Twin Towers in New York 25 years ago. There will also be moments of silence to remember what happened. Meanwhile, on September 1st of this year, Houston ISD closed Grimes Park in order to make room for a new career and technical education center. At the school board meeting last night, elected trustee Maria Benzin said the district had not been transparent about the closure.
3 years ago, taxpayers spent $1.3 million. Dollars renovating that park. Now you've torn it up.
Mayor John Whitmire earlier this week said the closure was an example of a lack of collaboration.
The leadership over there does not take input very well, but it's just difficult to negotiate with someone that won't come to the table.
The district had leased the park to the city for 30 years. And the University of Houston and the Police Department are investigating an online video where an unidentified graduate student who is also an adjunct professor participated in a frank discussion about child sexual exploitation and child sexual abuse. The video also accuses the professor of purchasing child abuse materials. Now, in a statement, a University of Houston spokesperson told us that the school and the Police Department are aware of that video.